Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a plan to spread migrants among EU nations. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker is calling for an expanded country-by-country migrant quota plan. The plan could cover as many as 160,000 refugees, with Germany, France, and Spain taking the most, followed by Poland, the Netherlands, Romania, Belgium, and Sweden. Juncker is set to unveil details of his proposal Wednesday at the European Parliament. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres says the problem is manageable with proper management.
I think it is clear that this is a serious crisis. But for me, it is also clear that if Europe would be properly organized, it would be a manageable crisis. We are talking about 4,000 or 5,000 people per day in a union that has 508 million people.
Antonio Guterres. Turkish ground forces entered northern Iraq Tuesday for the first time since 2011, conducting what an official termed a short-term operation to hunt Kurdish rebels behind attacks on Turkish soldiers and police. Britain's defense minister says his nation's military would consider more airstrikes against militants in Syria if that means stopping terrorist attacks against British interests. Michael Fallon made the comments on BBC Radio a day after Prime Minister David Cameron revealed that Britain's Royal Air Force killed three Islamic State militants, including two Britons, in an August 21st strike.
I'm not going to rule out further action like this. We will take this action where it's absolutely necessary, where there is no other alternative way of preventing the armed attack.
Michael Fallon. This is VOA News. South Sudan's government says it will present a peace agreement signed last month with rebels to its national legislature. Government forces have engaged in a two-year conflict with rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have gathered enough votes to block a resolution opposing the Iran nuclear agreement. This means President Barack Obama will not have to veto such a measure, a significant political victory for him. Pope Francis announced changes in the way Roman Catholic Church annuls marriages. Josh McElwee is a correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.
He's streamlining it by allowing it to be free across the world, by getting rid of a lengthy second process for all annulment procedures that required an automatic review. And in really an extraordinary move, he's giving local bishops the authority to step in processes that seem very apparent, very clear that there was something wrong with the marriage to begin with.
An advisor to the Pope said most cases should be resolved within 45 days. Jailed Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis was ordered released from jail after being detained for contempt of court over her refusal to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She spoke afterward at a religious rally.
I just want to give God the glory. His people have rallied, and you are a strong people.
A federal judge ruled that Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis could be released because five of her six deputy clerks stated under oath that they would comply with the court's order. The judge ordered Davis not to interfere with the granting of same-sex marriage licenses. The report from the UN Human Rights Office indicates there has been an increase in civilian casualties and widespread human rights violations in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
This latest report on the human rights situation in Ukraine covers the period from May 16th to August 15th. The report notes that the number of civilian casualties more than doubled during this period in comparison with the previous 3 months. It says 105 people were killed and 308 injured, compared to 60 killed and 102 injured between mid-February and mid-May. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
North and South Korea have agreed to resume the reunion of families separated for more than 60 years by the Korean War. South Korea's unification ministry said Tuesday the reunions will be held from October 20th to the 26th at North Korea's Mount Kumgang Resort. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for vigorous international monitoring of her country's November general elections. The vote will be the first since decades of military rule ended in 2011. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.